Hello, and welcome to another episode of Recovery for the Narcissist podcast. I am your host, Dr. Eric Perry. If you haven't yet subscribed, make sure you do so you never miss an episode. If you're a first-time listener, please note that this podcast is not meant to assess, diagnose, or treat narcissistic personality disorder. My intention for this podcast is to provide some insight and encouragement to those of you who exhibit narcissistic tendencies, so you can start to break some of those negative patterns of behavior and live a happier, healthier, and more fulfilling life. In today's episode, I would like to speak to you about psychological projection, because I believe it's an important subject for you to know about, especially if you are someone who exhibits narcissistic tendencies. A very fitting quote for this episode is by Hermann Hesse. If you hate a person, you hate something in him that is part of yourself. What isn't part of ourselves doesn't disturb us. I would like you to think about how you view the world. Do you view the world through the sunny optimism of rose-colored glasses? Or is the tint of your worldview more dark and gloomy? Your view of the world has a lot to do with the internal script that exists in your subconscious mind. Essentially, you are both the author and the projectionist of your psyche's worldview. Psychological projection is a concept that was introduced by Sigmund Freud. Projection occurs when a person identifies certain behavior or personality traits in others that in fact are traits that belong to them. The thoughts, desires, and feelings that you cannot accept as your own are externalized and attributed to another person. Simply put, what you subconsciously reject in yourself, you will assign to others. The world will essentially become a mirror reflecting back to you what is in your subconscious mind, and this behavior will have a profound impact on how you view the people around you. By projecting our internalized negative scripts and negative core beliefs onto others, we can avoid having to accept certain behaviors that don't align with who we think we are. By projecting something you don't like about yourself, you are protecting yourself from having to acknowledge parts of yourself that you don't like. We all maintain an image in our minds of who we are as people. We invest time and energy cultivating this idea of who we are and the person we present to the world. As an unconscious defense mechanism, projection is all about protecting our consciousness from unwanted feelings. Some examples of projection are the following. When a person makes disparaging comments about another person's appearance, this may be a way to mask their own negative feelings about themselves. For example, commenting with disgust about someone being overweight may actually be more about the way they feel about their own body. Another example is when a professed heterosexual person goes out of their way to attack and direct hateful rhetoric towards homosexuals. This may be because of self-hate towards their own repressed homosexuality. Unable to accept this part of themselves, they will project the hate they feel for themselves towards individuals who are openly gay. There are numerous cases of individuals who have attacked homosexuals verbally or physically only to later reveal that they are gay themselves. Another example is believing that your partner is unfaithful when they are not. Thoughts of infidelity that a person may be having may be unconsciously projected onto their romantic partner. The subconscious guilt about these thoughts will turn into blame directed at the innocent partner. This may not always be the case, so please be careful not to attack your partner if they are expressing an insecurity about the relationship. Another example of projection is bullying behavior. Quite often, a bully's aggressive and mean exterior will mask an insecure and vulnerable individual. Unable to accept their feelings of weakness, they will lash out at others they perceive as vulnerable. The hate they feel towards their own vulnerability will be projected onto the person they perceive as weak. We all use psychological projection on a daily basis, and individuals with narcissistic tendencies may fall into the habit of projecting their feelings of not being good enough onto others. By identifying what we categorize as being bad or negative, we can begin to understand what we may be unconsciously trying to suppress within ourselves. A good exercise to practice is to identify what you naturally feel strongly about. Behind your hates and dislikes, there may be something you need to accept about yourself. Because by identifying what you dislike and hate in others, you may discover what you subconsciously loathe in yourself. I believe the awareness of psychological projection can help you identify some of the internal negative core beliefs that you may have. And my hope is that with this awareness and by continuing to challenge your behaviors, you can learn to accept the parts of yourself that cause you the most discomfort. By accepting and unifying the good and self-professed bad parts of yourself, you can become a more empathic and accepting person and lead a more fulfilling and happy life. Remember, it's important that you start challenging yourself now so that you don't miss out on the wonderful memories you can be creating with your loved ones. I know that growth isn't easy, but more importantly, growth doesn't happen on its own. Don't let the comfort of staying the same deter you from taking the necessary steps to making your life better. Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of Recovery for the Narcissist podcast. I am your host, Dr. Eric Perry. Until next time, see you soon.